This article is called We Are Church, We Are Called. The editor's note says, this year the ELCA celebrates 50 years of Lutheran women's ordination in the U.S., 40 years of the ordination of Lutheran women of color, and 10 years of Lutheran LGBTQIA+ individuals' freedom to serve. In this series, these leaders share their joys, struggles, and gospel hope. This time, it's written by Nicole Garcia, who is pastor of Westview Church in Boulder, Colorado, and a therapist and clinical supervisor with Boulder's Umbrella Collective. As a teenager, I was passionate about church. I played guitar at Mass on Sunday evenings and Sunday mornings. Then I would sit in the pews afterwards for a third Mass. At 18, I wanted to become a Catholic priest, but Mom said that as her only son, I was supposed to get married, have kids, carry on the family name, so I went to college, graduating in 1982. In graduate school, I discovered how the church I love was complicit with subjugation and oppression of indigenous Americans. At the same time, I prayed and prayed for God to fix me because I tried to be a man, but held feelings inside that I couldn't explain. I felt betrayed by my church and my God. I stopped attending Mass and spent the remainder of my 20s wandering Boulder, Colorado. In 1989, I ended up in detox. I'd really messed up my life. A few years later, after finding work in retail, I met and married a beautiful woman. I achieved my mother's dreams, but I still needed to convince myself that I was a real man. I got a job in law enforcement and did all I could to demonstrate masculinity. I was a good officer and received several promotions, but such success came at the cost of my marriage. Furthermore, I'd changed. Maybe it was the nature of the job, but it took a lot of energy to pretend daily to be a macho man. And when my wife asked for a divorce in 2002, I agreed without hesitation. I moved and started the next phase of my life. One evening that year, I sat in my new home, wondering why I had even walked away from everything I was supposed to have. I was devastated and I was mad. If I come back to church, you better step it up this time, I yelled at Jesus. Then I found a therapist and within a month told her my deepest, darkest secret. I'd always liked wearing women's clothing. I joined a support group and attended my first transgender conference. During a conference workshop on gender identity, I heard someone else tell my story. They had never felt comfortable in their own skin. Yes, I thought, I just never fit in. I realized that's because I'd always been a woman. The weight lifted from my shoulders, and for the first time in my life, I felt at peace. I claimed myself as Nicole. At the conference, I met a new friend and told her of my desire to find a new church. I didn't think the Roman Catholic Church would want me back, not because I was transgender, but because I was divorced. My friend mentioned a welcoming Lutheran congregation in downtown Denver. Initially, I resisted, but after a few invitations, I listened to the Spirit and attended a service. Readying myself for church, I was terrified to walk into worship as Nicole. I was sure people would point and stare, but instead they were loving and welcoming. I took catechumen classes and fell in love with Lutheran theology, and I became a Lutheran in October 2003. In July 2008, I was elected as the transgender representative to the Board of Lutherans Concern North America. In 2009, I was a voting member of the ELCA-wide churchwide assembly that adopted the Human Sexuality Social Statement. I started graduate school and counseling that August while continuing to educate congregations about the full inclusions of LGBTQIA+ community in the church. Sometime in 2012, I started thinking seriously about seminary. but I was already in graduate school and candidacy paperwork was daunting, so I pushed those thoughts aside. I'd also had the nagging feeling that the ELCA wasn't ready for a transgender Latina pastor. Then one morning at worship, I watched my dear pastor of many years raise the host. In that moment, I knew that I wanted to preside over the Eucharist. I thought there was no way I could pick up my life and go to seminary until my pastor told me of a hybrid online residential program at Luther Seminary in St. Paul. Within a few months, I applied to candidacy and seminary, and to my amazement, I was granted entrance to candidacy and accepted at Luther. Heading to St. Paul for my first residential intensive classes in the spring of 2014, I worried if my classmates would accept me. On campus, they were courteous and asked me a few questions about my gender identity, and I decided to invite them to view a short video about being transgender. 25 people showed up, and afterward, we had an honest and fruitful conversation about inclusion and acceptance, and I still count many of these classmates as my dear friends. On November 23, 2019, in a church filled with family, friends, and more than 30 of my colleagues, I was ordained to the ministry of Word and Sacrament. It's a day forever etched into my memory. Now, as an ELCA pastor, I proclaim the gospel of love and inclusion of my Savior Jesus Christ. The ELCA has embraced me, as in every relationship, we don't always see eye to eye, but I know I have a home in this church. Thanks be to God.